The crust of the Earth is made of solid rock. At the surface of the crust, this rock appears in an enormous variety of forms. Different forms of rock can be identified by their physical properties, their color, shape, hardness, and texture. These properties are determined by the substances from which the rock is made and by the process through which the rock was formed. All rocks are composed of minerals. A mineral is a single chemical element or a single chemical compound which occurs naturally. Scientists have named over 2,000 minerals. Minerals, like all matter, are composed of the basic chemical elements. This chart, known as the periodic table of the elements, shows every known element. Each element is represented by a letter symbol. The elements, as the name suggests, are the fundamental materials of our world. The element oxygen is represented by the symbol O. Only about 1/5 of the Earth's atmosphere is made up of oxygen, but oxygen is the most common element found in minerals. In its pure state, oxygen is a colorless, odorless, tasteless gas. But it will chemically combine with many other elements, often forming chemical compounds called oxides. Si stands for silicon. Silicon is the second most plentiful element found in minerals. Even though it is common, silicon is never found in a free state. Instead, it is found in combination with other elements. This is a form of quartz. Quartzes are common mineral oxides composed of silicon and oxygen. Most sand is made of quartz. Silicon also combines with oxygen in compounds called silicates. Silicates form the largest group of minerals on Earth. The third most common element found in minerals is aluminum. Aluminum is a strong, lightweight metal used in a variety of building materials. A metallic element that has its own distinctive color and is found in many rocks is copper. When copper combines with other elements, it tends to form blue or bluish-green compounds. Azurite is a combination of three elements. Its blue color indicates that copper is one of these. Carbon is a non-metallic element that combines with oxygen to form carbonates. One of the most common types of rock, limestone, is composed of calcium carbonate. Chalk is another familiar form of limestone. Sulfur is a non-metallic element that gives off a terrible smell when it burns. It combines with oxygen to form compounds called sulfates. Iron is a common gray-silver metal that forms rust-colored compounds with oxygen. If iron and sulfur are combined chemically, they form the mineral pyrite. Pyrite is often called fool's gold. Because of its bright shine, pyrite is said to have a metallic luster. Hornblende, a compound of calcium, sodium, and various other elements, is one of the dark-colored minerals often found in granite. Because of its dull shine, it is said to have a non-metallic luster. All minerals have characteristic properties like mass and metallic or non-metallic luster that help to identify them and determine their usefulness. These properties include color, taste, hardness, density, solubility, and the shapes of their crystals. Although many minerals, like quartz, are colorless in their pure form, various impurities give them color. Such impurities can make quartz appear rose-colored, smoky, or milky white. Mica contains aluminum, oxygen, and silicon. It can be peeled apart into thin, separate sheets. Mica can be transparent, yellow, dark brown, or even black, depending on what impurities mixed with it when it was formed. Because color can vary so greatly, it is important in identifying only a few minerals. Shape of crystal structure is often a more useful tool in identification. This well-known mineral, halite, is composed of sodium and chlorine. It has cube-shaped crystals. It also dissolves easily in water and has a unique taste. Its common name is table salt. The atoms of the elements sodium and chlorine that form halite molecules are arranged in a cube-shaped structure. This structure repeats itself over and over again until it becomes visible as a cube-shaped crystal of salt. There are various crystal shapes that minerals take depending upon the arrangement of the atoms in their molecules. These forms include hexagonal, tetragonal, monocline, triclinic, and others. In nature, perfect mineral crystals are extremely rare because of crowding when the crystals were originally formed. Museums often display large, near-perfect mineral crystals. These large six-sided crystals illustrate the characteristic crystalline structure of quartz. When minerals are combined physically rather than chemically, rocks are formed. The minerals themselves and the way they combine determine what kind of rock is created. The three major classifications for rocks are igneous rocks, sedimentary rocks, and metamorphic rocks. Igneous rocks are formed from cooled, molten rock that has been forced upward to the surface of the earth from deep within the crust and mantle. Igneous rocks can be granular, smooth, bubbly, and colorful. The appearance of igneous rock depends on what minerals have been melted together and the rate and nature of the cooling process. Igneous rocks that flow out over the Earth's surface and cool in the atmosphere are called extrusive. Extrusive igneous rocks cool rapidly and don't usually form crystals. Extrusive igneous rock is often fine-grained or smooth and glassy. Obsidian is often called volcanic glass. Actually, it is made of almost the same ingredients and by much the same process as window glass, but in a volcanic eruption rather than by human ingenuity. Pumice is an example of a fine-grained extrusive rock which results when frothy material that rises to the top of a lava flow cools quickly. The foamy look of pumice is caused by tiny bubbles of gas. Because of these bubbles, some pumice is actually less dense than water. As a result, it floats. Basalt is usually formed at the bottom of lava flows. Basalt is a fine-grained dark gray or black extrusive rock. Molten rock doesn't always cool on the surface of the earth. If it is trapped beneath, it cools slowly. This slow cooling allows time for crystals to form. This type of igneous rock is called intrusive. Gabbro is an intrusive igneous rock formed from the same materials as basalt. But gabbro forms beneath the surface and has a coarser grain than basalt. Gabbro is usually gray, dark green, or black. Another intrusive rock is granite. Granite is the most abundant coarse-grained igneous rock. Many mountains are formed mainly from granite. Containing quartz, feldspar, mica, hornblende, and augite, granite is very hard and contains large crystals. Billions of years ago, the entire crust of the Earth was molten rock. When this molten crust cooled and hardened, it produced the planet's first solid rocks. Thus, all of the original crustal rocks were igneous rocks. Today, about a tenth of the Earth's crustal rocks are sedimentary rocks. Sedimentary rocks form when broken and weathered pieces of rock are deposited on top of each other and cemented together. The pieces of rock that are collected in sedimentary rocks can range from gravel to fine clay. These particles have been chipped away from solid rock over millions of years by the continual battering of snow, ice, wind, and water in the process called weathering. These rock particles are carried away by erosion, rivers and glaciers, waves and wind carry the pieces of rock to bodies of water, where they settle out of the water, and where over thousands of years they are deposited as sediments, cemented together by mineral bonding and pressure from above. Exposed sedimentary rocks form imposing natural monuments, displaying the layers in which they settled out of ancient rivers, lakes, and oceans. These layers are defined by variations in color, texture, and composition. Although the older layers of rock are usually found at the bottom of sedimentary formations and younger layers at the top, deformations of the Earth's crust can alter this arrangement. Fossil shells and skeletons of sea animals are common in sedimentary rocks, especially limestone. Left behind as the animals died, the shells are pressed and crushed into the rock. When the fossilized shells are still visible in the rock, it is called coquina. Sandstone usually consists of particles of quartz, basalt, calcite, and feldspar, which have all been pressed and cemented together. These minerals make a gritty, grainy rock that is easily recognizable. Fine particles of clay and silt sediments make up mud. When slow-moving waters deposit mud, the mud may harden over thousands of years to form a sedimentary rock called shale. Shale is usually dark brown or black and is relatively soft. When rounded pieces of gravel are deposited, pressed, and cemented together with sand and clay, sedimentary rocks called conglomerates are formed. The presence of conglomerate rock indicates that a fast-moving water erosion took place during its formation. Over long periods of time, extreme heat or high pressure below the Earth's surface can change both igneous and sedimentary rocks. This changed rock is called metamorphic rock. Metamorphic rocks are usually the hardest of all rocks. High pressures and temperatures will change limestone, which, as we have seen, is a sedimentary rock, into marble. Marble is much harder than limestone and is often cut and polished to use as an enduring and beautiful building material. Quartzite is a metamorphic rock that forms from the sedimentary rock sandstone. Mud, pressed together and hardened, makes shale. Shale, when subjected to pressure, heat, and time, becomes the metamorphic rock slate. Slate was once used for blackboards in schoolrooms. Another group of metamorphic rocks comes from igneous rocks. Most of these are known as gneiss or schist. When granite is changed by heat and pressure, it becomes granite gneiss. Another metamorphic rock that originates from igneous beginnings is mica schist. It is a very different rock from the mica we saw earlier that could be peeled into sheets. The processes by which rock is changed from one form to another constitute the rock cycle. Molten magma rises and cools, hardening to form igneous rock. Weathering and erosion shape rock particles into sedimentary rock. Heat and pressure change igneous and sedimentary rock into metamorphic rock. Melting deep within the earth can change any of these forms back into magma, and the cycle begins again. rocks, and minerals, and how they have formed, tell scientists a fascinating story about the Earth, its composition, its structure, and its history.